Happy Monday, Life Springers. Bev and I really loved our week away in Santa Cruz, but we also loved seeing you again on Sunday. Today's text podcast is from Proverbs 9:1-16 and is about Lady Wisdom. In this sermon, we're going to take a deep dive into what exactly wisdom is, how it is gained, and how to recognize biblical wisdom when you see it. The text I'm reading to you today is actually longer than Sunday's reading, which will just be the first six verses. Listen to what our text says. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town. You that are simple, turn in here. To those without sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live, and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer wins abuse. Whoever rebukes the wicked gets hurt. A scoffer who is rebuked will only hate you. The wise, when rebuked, will love you. Give instruction to the wise, and they will become wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will gain in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you alone will bear it. The foolish woman is loud. She is ignorant and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the high places of the town, calling to those who pass by, you who are going straight on their way, you who are simple, turn in here. And to those without sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But they do not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. I hope you have a good week, and especially that you will mull over what wisdom means to your life. God of wisdom, walk along with us and show us the way to make wisdom part of our lives. Give us the courage to live in a way that is wise, even when it is inconvenient or painful. May our lives be like bright light in the truth they exude and the wisdom they demonstrate. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen.